Nazir perek vav mishne beis. V'chayev al hayayin bifnei atzmo, v'al anovim bifnei atzmon, v'al acharzonim bifnei atzmon, v'al azogim bifnei atzmon. A nazir is chayev if he drinks wine by itself, or if he drinks grape
wine
by themselves. If he drinks acharzonim, the way we're going to learn is that it's the grape seeds. So if he has just enough grape seeds by themselves, let's say he has a kezias of just grape seeds, v'al azogim bifnei atzmon, or the grape peels, whatever, by themselves, all these cases, he's chayev. He doesn't have to have like a mixture of all of them together. It doesn't have to be a complete grape. It could be any of these items, as long as it's a gezayis, the way the Mefarshim learn. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Ein chayev ad sheyochel shnei chartzanim v'zagon. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that one is only chayev until he eats at least two seeds and also the skin of the grape. Because most grapes have two seeds inside of them, and also the grape skin. Because the Torah says, Me chartzanim v'adzag lo yochel. And chartzanim, plural, the smallest amount of plural chartzanim, seeds, is two. And the zog, which is the skin of the grape, only then is one chayev. However, the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He says that you only get malchus, we hold, until you eat a kezias. So it seems that according to what the Rav learns, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's shita is not only does one have to eat the skin of the grape and the two seeds, but it also would come out a chumrah too, that if one eats two grape seeds and the skin, and perhaps maybe a part of the grape too, I'm not sure, but either way, it does not have to be a kezias. You just need the seeds and the grape skin. And if you have two seeds and grape skin, then one is chayiv, even if it's less than a kezias. And there, the Rav says, Alach is not that way, but the Tanakhama holds, you need a kezias. And not only that, you don't need to have the grape skin and the seed to be chayiv. Either one, or one by themselves is also okay. Even one by themselves is also chayiv a kezias. Mishnah continues, Eluhein chartzanim ve'eluhein zagim. So these are the chartzanim, these are the zagim. And this is different than the way that I've been saying, because we're going to soon see that we don't hold like this. Ha-chartzanim elu achitzonim. The chartzanim is the outsides, the skins, which is the opposite of what I just said before. Ha-zogim elu ha-pnimim. The zogim is the insides, which is the seeds. Div Rebbe Yehuda, that's Rebbe Yehuda's sheet. Rebbe Yosi Omer, the opposite, like we just said. Shloi sita, it's not true, and that you shouldn't make a mistake if you want to remember it. Kizug shel behema, like the bell of an animal. Hachitzon zug ba-pnimi inbol, that the outer part of the bell is called the bell, and the inner part of the bell, the chime, I guess is what it's called, is called an inbol. So too, when we say zug, zug must be the outer part, which is the skin of the grape, and the chartzanim are the inside. So the way to remember is the chitz on the outside is always called a zug.